All right, Jabo said good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up. What I'd like to actually do a little bit, if it's okay, is go backwards. So yesterday we did page Saf Yod. And we spoke about the idea that in order to go ahead and truly experience, you know, comprehensive character changing, character development, it's about taking what we learn that's within our minds and somehow transferring it ultimately again to our hearts. Because it's only in our hearts where that which we learn ultimately becomes part of truth of who and what we are. We discussed ultimately how that process is accomplished. What I want to do now, I wanted to just do this piece first, but I want to do now is go back a little bit and discuss what are the midos that ultimately, again, the person with emunah is able to possess. So we'll say with that, go back for just a moment, to page Softes. See, right over here, b'shvila afsha the korei la'avar komidosiv l'sakman. In order to top of page Softes, in order to go ahead and help the readers, go ahead and work on his midos and remedy them, nichtov b'kitzer nimratz, Nikudos shadamuna, hashayachos laosan midos shalonis baros. Remember again, throughout this Sefer, we've spoken about a number of different midos, character traits. Now he's going to do, which I think is just a beautiful, almost like summary of some of the midos we discussed, but most which we did not discuss. So he says, gaiva, arrogance. Hama'amin in lo gaiva. Someone who has emuna does not possess arrogance. Why? Ki hu yodea shakomashi yeshlo. Because he realizes that everything he has in this world, is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition, there is nothing to be arrogant about. Next, taiva sachila, a desire for eat for food. Hama'amin, ein lo taiva sachila. Such interesting. One who has emunah doesn't have a desire to eat. Now, understand what he means. He doesn't mean he doesn't have a desire to eat, meaning he doesn't need to eat. He means that a person who has emunah doesn't live his life for the delicacies, right? It's the delicacies do not define who and what he is. Ki yodeh shashem hu hamachaye osev lo ha'ochal. That's very, because he knows that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who sustains him, and ultimately, again, not the food. So the food, or really also like the carnal pleasures of life, do not occupy a central stage for him. Bitachon. Now, this is very important. We spoke about this, by the way, if you remember, all the way in the beginning of the Sefer. We often use the words emunah and bitachon interchangeably. And we use them both to mean belief. But remember, it's not like that. Emunah is belief. Bitachon is security. Bitachon is a sense of security that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for me. Bitachon. Hama'amin, the person who has emunah, boteach ba'ashem bitachon gamar, feels an absolute sense of security in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kizohi etzem ha'emunah, la'amin, sha'borei mashkiach alecha ba'ashkocha ha'tova b'yoser, va'atonimtza bi'adayim tovos. Because I will say, what is the ultimate emunah? The ultimate emunah is to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashkiach alecha. Mashkiach alecha means he watches over me. He watches over me with absolute divine providence. V'ato nimtza bi'adayim tovos. And I'm in good hands. I'm in good hands. So when you have emunah, by definition you have bitachon. Vatranos. I'll say it's an important one. Hamamin tamid mevater. I'll say someone who has emunah is always able, what does it mean to be mevater? To yield. To yield. And I'll say the midah of vatranos. When a person has a mevater, it means a vatron. It means that I have a right to stand my ground, but I choose not to. I actively choose to. You know, we'll say Rabbi Nachman has a little kuntras, a tiny little pamphlet, you know, like a little safer. You know what the title of it is? Tov Lihios Vatron. It's the title of the safer. It's good to be a vatron. It's good to be the kind of person who's able to yield. So I'll say, so remember again, some people are always standing their ground on every single issue, every single thing they draw their line in the sand. A vatron is someone who says, you know what? It's okay. I yield. I give in. So he says, So if a person who has emuna realizes, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to live in a state of conflict. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to constantly be butting heads. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me ultimately again to be in an antagonistic situation. So, to whatever degree I have the ability to yield and to be mevater, that's emuna. Simcha. This is what we spent a lot of time on last week. Hamamin sameach tamid. The person who has emuna is always besimcha. Why? Ki ha'emun aperusha shema'amin she'in ra ba'olam. Because it was when a person has emuna, then he realizes that what? Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition, it must be good. Everything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on some way, somehow, is good. Therefore, in chisaron ba'olam, there's nothing lacking in the world. There's nothing bad that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakol tov v'hakol litova. Everything is for good, and everything is for the good. So when a person has emuna, they live in a constant state of simcha. And I will say again, to be clear, the simcha that he's describing doesn't necessarily mean that a person has a big smile on his face. But the idea is that inside, I feel a certain inner sense of simcha, recognizing that since everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, it's all for the good. Chanufa. Hamamin is actually very interesting. Hamamin, rachok mikol chanufa. We'll say, so chanufa is like is flattery. It's flattery. But I would say it's insincere flattery. It's flattery for the sake of ultimately telling a person what they want to hear in order to be able to get something from that individual. So chanufa hamamin rachok mikol chanufa. Person who has emuna does not have to engage in empty flattery. Ki yodea shekulam rak bubos. Shemun hagos al yedei habore. Chazal say recognizes that what? We're all dolls, so to speak, in the hands of the Ribono Shel Olam. In other words, that all of us are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so by definition, again, I don't have to engage in constant, incessant flattery of another in order to be able to get what I want, because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause to occur what he wants to occur. Lachin, therefore, again, I don't fear anyone. I don't have to go around flattering people. We'll say, you see, the Mechaber says, people engage in all forms of flattery because they think that they have to rely on other people for the actualization of their goals, right? I could only do what I need to do in life, or accomplish what I need to do in life, is if I onboard you. And therefore, again, we use all types of mechanisms to onboard people. Flattery is one of them. Says the Mechaber, you don't have to do that. Especially, again, I want to be clear, it's good to give compliments, and it's good to say nice things. He's talking about chanufa, you know, is false flattery. And it's flattery for the purpose of essentially manipulating someone because you need them to do something for you. So you use this exaggerated praise, this insincere flattery, to get them to do what you want. So says the Mechaber, if you have emunah, you don't have to do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. Therefore, there's no need for any type of chanufa. Kavod. Hamamin, Eimer Rotz Kavod. We'll say the person who has emuna doesn't live a life running after kavod. Veina rodif acharav ki yodea shekala kavod shayach labore. Because he recognizes that at the end of the day, the only real kavod that is found in this world is found with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Last paragraph on Sofdes, Lashon Hara, hama'amin eino medaber Lashon Hara. We'll say this is a beautiful one. Person who has emuna doesn't need to speak Lashon Hara. Veina medaber ala zulas kal. The truth is, I don't have to talk about other people at all. Ki yodea es mekomo kinivra. For I know my place as a creation. She'ino yochol lahachlit v'lishbot mi beseder umi lo beseder chidome. See, also when a person has emuna, so emuna comes with an incredible dose of humility. And when I understand that, I know that I am a cog in the wheel. And I don't understand the other cogs. I don't understand what another person is, who another person is, who's beseder, who's low beseder, who's doing what's right, who's not doing what's right. That's not my place to judge. Eliyesh Manig Libira. There is ultimately, again, a leader for the tower, the Ezekadish Baruch Hu. Shezeh mitafkido lishpot es briyosav. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's responsibility ultimately to what? To judge his creations. Ve'eini rotze lakachas es tafkid ha-borei, lishpot anoshim uladabra aleihem. And the truth is, I have no interest in taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job and start judging people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges people, not me, not me. So we'll say so much of Lashon Hara comes when we are judgmental of one another. But if a person says, you know what? I stand in judgment of no one. I don't sit and look down at other people and try to categorize them. Good, bad, Rasha, Tzaddik. That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't ever make the assessment about what a person actually is. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do that. And therefore I refrain. Page Tof Yud. Machol Kesel Meriva. I'm supposed to just finish up this section. So Machol Kesel Meriva, fighting, discord. Hama'amin Rachok Mimachlokes Umimeriva. Supposed to say the person who has amunah stays far away from machlokes and from fighting. Ki hu mekabel es kol hanesyonos she'over ma'alav sheheim me'el saborei. V'lochein, einon migrar ve'einon mistabik b'machlokes, ela boreach el Hashem u'bazeh ha'machlokes nigmeres. But I say this is quite beautiful. So sometimes we get into fights or we get into arguments with people because ultimately, again, we feel that what? That they have hurt us, that they've caused us pain, that they've wronged us. But when a person has emunah, he believes that everything that happens to him comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be, so Reuven hurt me. Okay, Reuven is responsible for what he did to me. But he is the Shliach Hashem. He's the agent of God because God needed this event to occur to me. Once I take that hashkafa in my life events, then by definition there's no place for machlokes, there's no place for meriva, there's no place for any kind of fighting or any kind of discord. Rather, what do? Boreach al Hashem, I run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately the machlokes comes to an end. And the last section I will say with this will stop for today. Savlanut. Patience. Hama'amin. Yeshlo savlanos l'chaim. Well, see, someone who has emunah has patience. Savlanut, he has patience for life. Savlanut la'atzmo, he has patience for himself. Savlanut la'achirim, patience for others. Savlanut ad shi'agia lo dvarim shu'tzarach vod. And he has patience until ultimately, again, his life goals actualize as well. Because he recognizes that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, including how and when things unfold. Sometimes we become very impatient and we lose our cool because ultimately we think things aren't happening according to schedule. Things aren't occurring when I need them to occur, when I want them to occur, how I want them to occur. A person has emunah, he realizes the Ribono Shel Olam choreographs everything. Everything. He choreographs my life, he choreographs the world, he choreographs my interactions, he choreographs what other people do, when they do it, how they do it, and as such, my job is to figure out how to live with an incredible, healthy, and beautiful dose of savlonos, of patience. Right, to both say. So we'll stop over here for today. I thought this was a very beautiful section, just to be able to see how with emunah, all of these various midos ultimately come together. So we'll stop over here. In Meretz Hashem tomorrow, we're actually going to pick up on the bottom of page Tof Yud Aleph. Shkoyach. Well, he says Savlanut but with others. Others includes. Is that really? Yeah, I think so.